your greatness comes from your intrinsic soul, your intrinsic value. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are currently in the middle of a series, Ancient Wisdom for Contemporary Living, and this is part five. There's a passage in the Talmud, which I learned recently, that tells us the following. The disciples, the students of the great Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, he was a very, very great and holy sage, and he lived quite long, and they asked him, "Bameh erachta yamim?" With what, on what account of what merit did you achieve longevity? And he answered them, and he said three things. In all my life, I never derived respect or honor from the shame or the undermining of my fellow person. Number one. Second of all, I never let harsh words from other people come with me onto my bed. Thirdly, which I'll explain in a minute. Thirdly, I was liberal with my money. The Talmud explains what they mean. The Talmud says that, of course, the first one is gives an example, but the first one is that sometimes we can gain respect from others, but it's at the expense of the shame or undermining or the belittling of someone else. And Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana was particularly careful that should never happen. Second of all, he says, I never let the harshness of my friend come to me with bed, which means that it says before he went to bed each night, he would say, I forgive all those that have aggravated me. An amazing idea, which, by the way, today is in the prayer book. There's a prayer before one goes to bed, to a prayer of forgiveness, to forgive others before you go to bed, not to go to bed with hate. And the third thing, what does it mean? He was loose with his money. It means that if, you know, he came to a store and he paid, and he paid an extra penny, or he wasn't always so rigid to go back and, you know, are you sure you didn't charge me extra? And does the account work out? And does it work to the penny? He never did that. You know, he always considered if there was a small mistake made, it was made and not to worry about it. And I was thinking, what is the common theme behind these three things? The common theme obviously is not to be self-absorbed. The common thing is to respect others, to worry about others, to empathize with others, to worry about others' dignity and respect. And it comes from true humility. Let's just go through that again. True humility means, number one, that of course everyone wants to feel good sometimes and everyone wants to grow. And sometimes none of us will ever reject if someone gives us a compliment or we've done something right. We feel good. But that goodness and that feeling, feeling good to do that, must always come not at the expense of another person. Why? Because we don't need other people to be less than us for us to be great. Our greatness, our growth, our value, our true worth comes from our intrinsic worth, because we all have a neshama. We all have a soul, and that soul is an effusion of godliness. That soul is part of God's reality. And therefore, it's infinite and there's plenty of room for others. We do not become greater when others are smaller. That's such an important thing. Our greatness comes from within. We are not undermined by other people, or we don't become great by undermining other people. Which then moves into the second part, because we don't become greater because other people threatened us. And if someone said something that we didn't like and undermined us and we feel small because of that, we realize that that's not true. We don't become smaller because someone said something to us that we don't like. We go to bed at night and we let go. Why do we let go? Because we know that ultimately my worth is my worth. My value is my value. If I have what to improve and that was the person criticized me, well, then I should take it on board. But if it was incorrect and the person was just insulting me, I don't change my intrinsic value because someone else insulted me. And therefore, that leads into the other thing, which is, you know, not to be so rigid with other people, because sometimes that rigidity of other, when we're so worried about what other people might have done to us, what do you owe me, what do you don't owe me, I did you a favor, you did me a favor, there's a penny, a symbolic penny that you owe me, in other words, I did so much for you, just for me, That's, again, that's a form of self-expression, self-absorption, which we have to move away from. And how do we move away from it? Again, by understanding our intrinsic value. That we don't become strong by taxing other people. We don't become great by being strict with other people. We are able to tolerate other people in a much in a great way. We have a tolerance. We don't get upset from other people. We don't get annoyed just because other people did something or said something. Why? Because we focus on who we are from inside. And that's an amazing thing. And this is what Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana achieved. And because of that, he was blessed with longevity. But it's we might not be able to achieve it at his level, but it's something we could all do. Reflect and think about who we really are and where our intrinsic value comes from, intrinsic worth comes from, and to understand that our value comes from that and not from superficial externalities or things that come from the outside world or other people and their perception of us. And that takes a lot of reflection, takes a lot of thought. Let's try and meditate on that for a few moments. Just relax and close your eyes. Pay attention, become aware. Turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. As always, connect to your life energy just for a few moments silently, connecting to the air in your lungs, the breathing in and breathing out. Every breath, the neshama in Hebrew, is an expression of our neshama, our soul. Just try focus on that for a moment. Breathing in, connecting to your neshama. Breathing out, letting go of toxicity. Just as the rhythm of our breath has a certain calmness to it, there's an intrinsic calmness to our soul, the depth of our soul, the core spark at the foundation of our soul, which is always pure, always pristine, always holy, never contaminated. It's that calm connection to God that we all have. It's the calmness, the resilience, the strength within us all. Just think about that godly infusion that you have at the very core of your being. It gives us our intrinsic value, our infinite potential, our values, our intrinsic greatness, deep from within. Even when I make mistakes on other layers of my soul, my core essence remains intact. I will fix, I will repair, but I'm always intrinsically worthy. My worthiness doesn't come from other people, doesn't depend on other people, and certainly not from making other people smaller. I'm intrinsically worthy because I have a godly spark within me. From within, I have that calmness, like the breath, the connection coming from the deepest levels of my soul. I'm always worthy. I can always build. I can always grow. Don't need to put others down. I can let go issues with other people. Comfortable with my own intrinsic worthiness. Tolerating others, including others, not being threatened. Come back to where we are. This is a very important idea to reflect on. And to remember, whenever we feel rattled, whenever we feel annoyed, whenever we find hate in our hearts, just to think, who am I? Why am I? And where does our value come from? Have a wonderful day.